The economy collapsed back in 1929. The New Deal threw out a lifeline. They passed laws back then to regulate the banks, to control the base impulses within the bankers' ranks. But by 1999, Glass-Steagall was repealed. The leash was off the bankers, and they had a field day investing our deposits in lots of risky bets, thinking only of the most profit they could get. It was 2008 and the panic was on. The banks were all collapsing, the boom times were gone, the panic was on. The panic was on. Homeowners couldn't pay all those mortgages subprime that the bankers had been selling so much of the time. So Congress took action and bailed out the rich with their message for the rest of us. Ain't life a bitch? It was 2008 and the panic was on. The banks were all collapsing, the boom times were gone, the panic was on. The panic was on. Then they passed legislation to re-regulate the banks, kinda like the old laws called Dodd-Frank. Enter Jamie Dimon, John Stumpf, and Greg Becker, who threw around their money like some plutocratic wrecker. And once they got the law repealed, they still had cash to burn to make lots more bad investments with a very high return. Like any Ponzi scheme, it fell apart, and then me and my fellow Americans are left to bail them out again. Yeah, it's 2023 and the panic is on. The banks are all collapsing, the boom times are gone, the panic is on. The panic is on. Politicians on the boards of banks, they regulated. Now maybe those old rules will again be reinstated while we move into camper vans in a parking lot. Dreaming of the old days when we had a plot. Yeah, it's 2023 and the panic is on. The banks are all collapsing, the boom times are gone, the panic is on. The panic is on. It's 2023 and the panic is on. The banks are all collapsing, the boom times are gone, the panic is on. Panic is on.